You know, particularly Utah, 173,000 students are bused, a total of 31.9 million miles. So I think that's an indication of how much time kids spend on school buses.
Bob Glinecki is the product manager at Heraeus Sensor Technology USA. Emissions from school buses are a hazard for children and are a major pollutant for air quality.
Emissions are especially an issue for children because, especially young children, the lungs are not fully formed, and they breathe 50% more air per pound of body weight. And there's something called self-pollution, where you can get leakage from the exhaust into the cabin of the bus.
Glinecki said self-pollution can expose children to all sorts of fumes.
And so they can expose to things like nitrous oxides and particulate matter that are harmful. It can aggravate asthma, allergies, and bronchitis and things like that. And the main thing with that is to ensure that buses maintain.
Wayne Reese is the administrator of transportation for the Cache County School District and says the district is doing its part to reduce emissions and keep school children safe.
Well, we received three different grants. One is a clean school bus grant, one is an airshed grant, and one is a part of the VW settlement funds that was awarded to the state of Utah.
Between the three grants, the school district has received $3.2 million grant dollars. Currently, about 40% of the district's buses are older than 2007, the cutoff year considered for buses to be old due to outdated emissions regulations on the models. However, all of the older buses in the Cache Valley district have been retrofitted to help lower emissions. And in addition to the retrofitted buses, the school district has about a dozen propane buses.
Propane doesn't have the particulates that diesel does, and so it's considered an alternative fuel. We're conscious of valley air in Cache Valley, and we want to do everything we can to help it be clean for everyone, including our school children.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.